We're starting to turn our attention to the Winter Olympics. They're just a few weeks away, so now is the time to get to know some of the athletes who will be representing Team USA next month in South Korea. Let's start with Kimani Griffin. He is a speed skater. This will be his first Olympic Games, but he is no stranger to the bright lights and big stage or to public broadcasting. That's because Kimani Griffin, a decade ago at 17, was featured playing classical guitar at Carnegie Hall on the PBS program From the Top at Carnegie Hall. Now he's preparing for the big trip to Pyeongchang, South Korea. We reached Kimani Griffin via Skype in Brookfield, Wisconsin, where he is training. Welcome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for reaching out and having me on your show.
Qualifying must be incredibly nerve-wracking, but you know, I have to ask, was it more or less nerve-wracking than making your Carnegie Hall debut?
I think they're about the same. I actually wasn't too nervous or felt under pressure for either one of those experiences. I think in both experiences, I was just having fun, kind of in my element, doing what I do.
When did you decide to jump into speed skating or to make that your priority over music?
Spring and summer of 2008 was kind of a big turning point in my life. I was at that time at the top of my game in skating, and or inline skating, I should say, and with guitar. I had just done an NPR show in Connecticut on the radio. I had just done the Carnegie Hall concert. So I was kind of in a tough spot as far as what I wanted to do with my life, what direction and path I wanted to take. And I ended up getting a full ride to go to school in Georgia, Columbia State University. I really enjoyed my time there, I really missed skating. I really missed the world of working out and that competitive nature. And it was just kind of like a 19-year-old spur of the moment. Maybe I'll move to Salt Lake and see if I can go down this path. Music and sports have been my two outlets in life. So luckily, when I left school, I kind of had another passion to fall back on, and I kind of took a risk, and 8 years later, here I am.
Just briefly, for those of us who aren't as familiar with, say, speed skating as we might be with other sports, tell us a little bit about the joy of it.
Just, I guess, for the 500, you have that 34, 35 seconds of just time essentially stops. Like, you're just in the moment. You can't hear anything. I mean, even your coach is screaming at you on the backstretch, but you can't even hear him most of the time, at least for me. And I'm just like so focused in every little push, every little body angle, every movement that I'm doing to propel myself forward. And then when I cross the line, all of a sudden I hear people screaming and I look at the clock, and hopefully it's a time that I want to see.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm going to ask this. What music do you listen to get pumped up?
Before my race, when I'm kind of in the infield, in the middle of the track, I enjoy listening to Gucci Mane. It kind of pumps me up, but Gucci's my go-to guy before I race.
That's Kimani Griffin. He will be representing Team USA in long track speed skating at the Winter Olympics. Kimani Griffin, thank you so much for speaking with us. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I cash it to your wall. Do you want to talk to him? And they killed him in the car. He think he invincible, think he above the law. Gonna